104 Chum FM and Battlescar with Max Webster from the Universal Juveniles album. And Rush helping out on that, very much so. Number 6 this week on the Chum FM album chart for Max. And Blue Oyster Cult Spectre's LP gave us Godzilla before that. Next up, Selling England by the Pound, an album sweep from Genesis in the early 70s. And after midnight, Wilson brings you Cheap Trick, Roger Daltrey, Yes, Drama, Roxy Music, and Little Feet, all between 12 and 1. And a report coming up presently on John Lennon, shot tonight in New York. He was gunned down outside his home in Manhattan, shot twice in the back. John Lennon. And they have a suspect in custody. I'll have a report just after this. To the Jarvis House and Spats. Upstairs at the Jarvis House, hear Beatles music performed by the Grotty Beats now through Saturday. Downstairs at the Jarvis House, enjoy R&B with the Rejects Thursday through Saturday. And at Spats, it's Oliver Heaviside through Wednesday, and Rendezvous for the Weekend Thursday through Saturday at Spats. Spats is in the Ascot Inn on Rexdale Boulevard, the Jarvis House at 101 Jarvis Street. Check them both out soon. 11:43 in Toronto, and I have an update now from New York on the John Lennon shooting. And essentially, it tells the story the way ABC, which discovered the shooting, or at least reported on it first, ABC News, this is the way they reported it.
John Lennon, the former Beatle, has been shot in the back outside his home in Manhattan. New York police say Lennon has been rushed to Roosevelt Hospital. We do not know his condition or the details of the shooting. New York police, they do have a suspect in custody and refer to him as a local screwball. No apparent motive. Again, John Lennon, the former Beatle, has been shot twice in the back, is now in a New York City hospital. There is no report yet on his condition.
We'll be keeping you up to date right through the night on John Lennon's condition, on the condition of the screwball who they caught, and perhaps they'll have an explanation even tonight as to what went on and why. Again, John Lennon shot and wounded in New York City right outside his Manhattan home. Shot twice in the back. He is in Roosevelt Hospital and is listed as wounded. His condition, however, right now has not been mentioned to anyone. We're going to go back to 1973 here. It was the fall, and the famous Charisma label came out with an album with a cover that shows someone sleeping on a park bench with leftover lunch under the bench. A number of other colorfully dressed folks around an edge in the background. And a lawnmower sitting in the foreground next to a tree. A pitchfork also around. That painting, in fact, inspired one of the songs in this album. And Epping Forest, an area of London where there has been known to be trouble in the past, provided this song. Phil Collins, Mike Rutherford, Steve Hackett, Tony Banks, and Peter Gabriel are Genesis in 1973. And this is Selling England by the Pound on Chum FM.
Lennon and Beatle tunes there. And you've probably may have heard, I've had tons of phone calls, and this is what happened. John Lennon was outside of his apartment in Manhattan. You know who John Lennon is. He was outside his apartment in Manhattan, the Dakota, and apparently shot twice in the back and dead on arrival at Roosevelt Hospital in New York City. They have a suspect in custody, and but that's all the information thus far. Happened about 11 o'clock, and apparently they got him to the hospital, and they couldn't do anything. So we're just going to listen to some songs here for a little while, and take the phone off the hook. Right. New York City police say John Lennon was shot and killed in front of his home in Manhattan's Upper West Side tonight at 11 o'clock. And if we get any information, we will let you in on whatever we find out. Okay?
I guess We'll do a tribute to him at midnight.
Tribute to John Lennon at midnight tonight.
And what else can we say? I really feel like crying. It's like I grew up with him. Grew up with the Beatles. They were so important. Such a major influence in everything.
And even today.
And even today. And especially after that album, after the Double Fantasy, which is such a... filled with so much love, really, for his son and his
happiness
wife.
And happiness.
And he just sounded like he was on top of the world. And then for this to happen, what was it, just some screwball? Or do they know?
I called Broadcast News and they said it was a neighborhood screwball. To quote. So in case you just joined us, word from New York, John Lennon has been shot and killed in New York City. He was shot in the back and, no word on whether they caught the suspect or not. Or anything like that.
Okay, we will keep you up on the details as soon as they come in. And as we said, at midnight, a tribute to John Lennon.
Thanks, Tasha. Rush from Q107.
Great Ontario Talent Search. This is Sun Seals and goodbye, little girl.
I'll have a report on in a minute.
Hear the Stranglers. A perfect double gift of music.
Good times are... Former Beatle John Lennon was shot and killed in front of his home on Manhattan's Upper West Side tonight.
Or at least intimidated by Soviet troops.
Both at home and abroad. The result could be a record-setting year for...
motive. Lennon was shot outside the apartment house he shared with his wife Yoko Ono. He was taken to Roosevelt Hospital in New York, where he died. John Lennon, the former Beatle, shot dead tonight. He was 40. Details of a new plan for a short takeoff and landing service...
New York City tonight. Bob Windsor is a newsman in New York City. Here's the report he has just filed.
Former Beatle John Lennon was shot and killed in front of his home on Manhattan's Upper West Side tonight.
Lennon was shot at 1 West 72nd Street and was removed to Roosevelt Hospital where he expired. We have one person in custody, a male white in his 20s.
Police Sergeant Ed Burns in Manhattan, hospital spokesman at Roosevelt Hospital in New York City, say Lennon was shot three times.
A police spokesman says a suspect is in custody. One policeman said it's a local screwball, but there were no other details available on the identification or the circumstances surrounding the shooting. It occurred at about 11 p.m. New York time at the Dakota. Outside the Dakota, a giant stone cooperative apartment building on West 72nd Street in New York City, where John Lennon has had an office and a residence.
That's the report from correspondent Bob Windsor in New York City. There will be more reports throughout the night and certainly in the morning on report on the half-hour news programs in the morning on the death of John Lennon. John Lennon, age 40, shot two or three times, depending on which policeman is speaking at the time, by someone identified as a local screwball in New York. No apparent motive. It happened right outside Lennon's apartment house in New York. And reports will be coming throughout the night. Also coming throughout the night will be a tribute to John Lennon from the radio station that he helped build. Chum FM did so with his music, with his influence, and with his influences on other people, notably musicians, and on every one of us in one way or another. One thing that Lennon stood for, and I'm going to start this tribute to John Lennon that's going to go all night and more. One thing he stood for was people power. John Lennon, dead at the age of 40, shot to death by a maniac in New York. A Lennon tribute on Chum FM.
You're ready for an exhilarating, high-energy evening of fun. You're ready for Makin' Whoopee.
Right now, winds are from the northwest and brisk. The barometer is rising. The airport and suburban temperature is 2 degrees. In Midtown, it's 5 Celsius. I'm Glenn Gingrich. I'll have news again at 2 on CKFM.
Hard to do. Nothing to quartet of musical rebellion, who make no effort to charm, but strangely enough, by that very act, charm their most severe critics. And like Pied Pipers, their fans are legion, but their cultist reactions a phenomena.
Well, what did it do to you? You seem to be in a...
They were just like four boys. They really liked them. They were good. They were real great guys. It didn't really hit me. And then you see them standing there singing, and I don't know what they do. They just change you. They're not what they used to be. They're just so much better. And then you see them on stage, and they look like a mess for you.
Pretend that I'm missing the lips I'm missing, and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll ride home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving.
Seems to have something with what happened tonight to do with that. And Power to the People from the Shaved Fish Collection, an earlier LP. John Lennon, age 40, shot to death in New York. He was shot outside a building he frequented in New York, either lived there or his office building. It's a little up in the air right now. Two or three shots, depending on which policeman is telling you. And he died definitely in Roosevelt Hospital in New York City. There is some word also out that he had been robbed of some money. However, that has yet to be confirmed. John Lennon is dead. All night long, Chum FM offers a John Lennon tribute. Man, this guy started it all. Larry Wilson with Udall 2.
The Outro. Restless wind inside a letterbox. They tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe.
How does she fly, Pete? Over.
Like an angel. And we got a Boy Scout with us now. An Air Force plane joined us a couple of minutes ago. Baron Keehan must have radioed for an escort to see us in. Over.
Were you alerted about that, Pete? What kind of plane? Pete, can you hear me? Over. Pete, can you hear me? Pete, can you hear me? Delta Trolley, come in. Delta Trolley, come in. Come in, Pete. Over.
The murder of John Lennon an hour ago in New York, Mark Daly.
We're just getting more information from New York City. I spoke to some officers in the 20th Precinct, which is really just a few blocks from where Lennon lived in the West 82nd Street area. Jack Douglas, Lennon's producer, said that the Lennons, that's John and Yoko Ono, had been at a studio called The Record Plant in Midtown Manhattan earlier in the evening. He left about 10:30 this evening, said he was going to get a bite to eat and go home. A bystander, Sean Strub, says he was walking south near 72nd Street when he heard four shots. He said he came around the corner to Central Park West and saw Lennon being put into the back of a police car. Some people heard anywhere from four to six shots. We just heard from a few eyewitnesses by phone from New York. Police said that he was hit in the back. He said others on the street told him the assailant had been crouching in the archway of the fashionable Dakota Apartments, one of those century-old buildings with a big iron fence around it and plenty of security, too. He arrived in the company of his wife, and the assailant just fired. The suspect is said to be a pudgy man, 35 to 40 years old. Police have a man in custody. They referred to him earlier as a local screwball. They said they've also seized a gun. Once again, 40-year-old former Beatle John Lennon shot and killed outside his Manhattan apartment building in New York City tonight. Back to you, Bill.
Thank you, Mark. In Boston, a court hearing.
Continuing with our tribute to John Lennon, shot dead tonight. This is from their second album, going back to his work with the Beatles. Their classic.
This is CFNY-FM at 102.1. You're listening to the McNally Masquerade. McNally is off with the flu tonight, so Nick is sitting in for him. And I have come over. I'm David Marsden, and I have come over here because I felt I felt a closeness to the radio station tonight in light of the death of John Lennon. Nick, I know that in your spare time you, you've been talking a little bit about this on the radio, that you have over the past number of years guarded or befriended many of the rock stars. Did you ever have the pleasure of working with John Lennon?
I've worked with Lennon and I've worked with McCartney. Harrison and Starr I've never ever been able to work with. They've never ever been in town on any big engagements. But with Lennon and McCartney, there has always been a very, very laid-back feeling. There was no sort of tension as far as security went. Perhaps nothing like Led Zeppelin, where most of the members of the band haven't been worried about what has happened tonight to Lennon. Particularly Jimmy Page. He always had a fear of being assassinated. As far as Lennon and McCartney go, that was the furthest thing from their mind.
Do you think, now I know that you see a lot of behind the scenes, and maybe we should explain to those listening that that you work very closely behind the scenes. You're a big fellow, you're about 7 feet tall, I think. You work very closely with a lot of the major rock stars, protecting them and looking after them and making sure that they get what they want. And you have gotten to know a lot of them very well, and you have found that a lot of them are very, very frightened of an incident such as happened tonight.
Most of them have always feared it from the viewpoint of playing a concert and being assassinated from within the crowd. As far as outside their public life, very, very few of them ever worry about that. It's never been, you know, brought up to me. I just worked with somebody this past week who I won't mention, but this person always carries a pistol with him in the States for fear of assassination.
Yeah, I heard you talking about that on the air on Saturday night with Brad. Now, do you think this is going to throw a scare into major rock stars?
I think that
working as closely as you have, say, for example, with Jagger or with Keith Richards.
This one will. Yeah, this definitely, it's going to hit everyone hard. It's particularly going to hit people like Harrison, McCartney, and Lennon, or pardon me, Starr.
How does a rock star protect himself? You've worked on that security basis for years. How do they protect themselves from this?
Well, it's very, very difficult. This situation tonight could have been, taken care of simply by the fact that if John had been accompanied by somebody, I do believe that he was on his own when he was shot. The person who shot him has been described by police as a local screwball.
Isn't that unfortunate?
And usually when you deal with somebody of that caliber, it's not too difficult to be able to, say, take the gun from them because of their, lack of anything, actually. If you're working with professionals, I mean, if somebody wants to get you, they can get you from across the street, from wherever. This could have been helped, this one here, from what I understand from the reports that we've had across the wires right now. And I don't know. I just, you know.
Well, for those of you who have just joined us, and the phones are going crazy, so if you are trying to phone in for information, please bear with us. We're trying to take as many calls as we can. And for those of you who are just joining us or who have just gotten home from a club or whatever, John Lennon was assassinated this evening in front of his Dakota apartment building, the one that has been so much written about as of late in magazines such as Esquire and Playboy and all of the other magazines who've been writing about Lennon in the last couple of months. He was assassinated. Two bullets were fired into his... It's three bullets, isn't
it? It was three, yes.
Three bullets were fired into his back, I understand.
He was shot in the back in the front of his apartment. The thing that I find amazing, David, is that Lennon, by his music, the man himself, has always been mellow. I mean, he's never done anything that would provoke this incident. I mean, there are very, very few artists who do indeed make enemies while they're on tour or in the business, but not Lennon. Lennon was a well-respected musician within his circles. I mean, even with the breakup of the Beatles, all the Beatles had respect for Lennon.
Wasn't the theme, "Give Peace a Chance"? I had a, I had the opportunity, actually, to, I don't remember the year, I guess it would have been about 69, to be in John Lennon's hotel room in Montreal. I was at Chaume FM at the time, and was there the night they recorded Give Peace a Chance, as a matter of fact, and had the pleasure of clapping hands on that particular session that was done live in his hotel room with Yoko and all the rest of them there. There's interesting to, I just spoke to some people who called me from the El Macambo who had not heard the news, and they were calling to advise us that Carlene, I think it's Carlene Carter who's at the El?
Yeah, Carlene Carter.
She had apparently only done two 30-minute sets, and I said, well, that's all very interesting, but have you heard about John Lennon? And they didn't know what I was talking about, and when I advised them, there was a crack in the gentleman's voice, and he said, thank you, David. Good night. Everyone feels a certain emptiness, and I hope that no one feels that we're taking a shot with this next record that we play. Someone called up and requested it, and Nick and I thought about it for a while. I'll tell you the truth. We thought about it for a while, and we've both considered that the title is very appropriate. From CFNY-FM, this is Jethro Tull. Too old to rock and roll, but too young to die.
Thank you. Make it down before it takes isolation. I'm the only one by such corner, just like it used to be. And as he flies, tears in his eyes, his wind winds words echo the final take. And he hits the trunk road till it arrives 120, with no roulette to break. And he left to
of course, is the Beatles, Because, in a tune which Nick and I felt fit. This is CFNY-FM. Former Beatle John Lennon, dead at the age of 40, assassinated which is a word that is primarily only used for presidents and kings and men of great importance. And for that reason, we use it tonight. I have this story. Former Beatle John Lennon, who was catapulted to stardom in the 60s, was shot to death tonight. The incident took place about 11 o'clock outside his apartment building in Manhattan. Police say that Lennon was taken in a police car, not an ambulance, as earlier reported, to hospital, where he was pronounced dead shortly after arrival. The shooting occurred outside the Dakota, the apartment building that has been well touted in many articles. It's a century-old luxury apartment house where Lennon and his wife, Yoko Ono, lived across the street from Central Park. Now, here's some information about the suspect that they are holding. They describe him as a local screwball with no apparent motive. However, a report has come in. Well, please understand that probably for the next 6 or 8 hours, there are going to be dozens of rumors. There was a report about 5 minutes ago that the motive was robbery. Jack Douglas, Lennon's producer. Jack also produces Aerosmith and other people of that nature. Says that he and the Lennons had been at the studio called the Record Plant in Midtown Manhattan earlier this evening, and that Lennon left about 10:30 to return to his apartment. Lennon said he was going to get a bite to eat, go home, and go to bed. A bystander said he was walking south near 72nd Street when he heard 4 shots. He said he came around the corner to Central Park West and saw Lennon being put into the back of a police car. He said others on the street told him the assailant had been crouching in the archway of the Dakota building when Lennon arrived in the company of his wife, Yoko. The suspect is described by a witness as pudgy, 35 to 40 years old, with brown hair. That's the sound of my asthma machine, by the way. Lennon turned 40 October the 9th of this year. In an interview earlier this year, his first major interview in 5 years, Lennon said that he wanted to leave the Beatles as early as 1966. After the Beatles broke up in 1970, Lennon continued writing songs and recording, but in 75 he dropped out for 5 years, saying that he just wanted to be with his son, Sean, and his wife. It was not until last summer that he returned to music, and his newest LP, which was released only a month ago. Was it even a month now, Nick?
Yeah, he was actually...
We got the date there.
November the 28th.
Well, it's not quite a month. The album, which includes some songs by Yoko, is based on Lennon's experiences over the 5 years that he was out of sight, during which he kept house, cooked and cared for their son. Also, there's an article in the new Playboy magazine, which is on the stands now, if you haven't seen it or read it. It's a very, very good in-depth interview with John Lennon. In that interview, I think it's quite obvious for those who read it that John Lennon had sat before the feet of many great men to learn life as John Lennon knows it or knew it, and indeed still knows it tonight. And it appeared in the interview as though perhaps he had finally found out who John Lennon really was. And in the interview toward the end, he said something which I related to very heavily. And he said, "Do not follow any leaders. Do not worry about the presidents and the kings and the Maharishis and all the other men. Worry only about yourself and follow the things that you believe in." John Lennon, dead at the age of 40, a man who contributed as much to music as anyone.